What were some of the cool things that you guys discovered, like looking at the bricks and the walls and stuff?
Well, the big one, one of the things that hamstrung the whole effort and still does, biggest mystery of the whole jail is no old photographs or original drawings to go from.
Yeah.
Nothing from the architect.
From the inside.
Just to say, well, what do we use for a guideline? Well, there aren't any.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all purely a matter of, let's use the drawings made by that man Hancock back in, 64? Back when the city hall had evacuated it, but he still drew out what those rooms were used for.
Hmm.
And we consulted, of course, with our architect from Austin, that's Chris Hudson. And they had done projects sort of like this before, and they understood some of the problems. So it was a case of, we can sort of use educated guesswork on how to go about and design the project. And Chris certainly did the job. He lined it all out and in detail, the scope of work and all of that, worked it out with D. Wilson Construction. So between Chris Hudson and Bill Wilson, that's how that really got done. In the course of going in there, we just figured, at some point maybe we'll discover stuff hidden under all that interior old stucco or whatever, and that's what happened. I mean, an entire doorway that had been sealed up probably maybe since the 1930 or whatever, 1940, was uncovered.
Wow.
That's the one that now connects Kelly's office with Luna's office, where Susie also works. That was totally hidden. And another one that raised even another question or mystery about, where was the kitchen and how did they take food to the prisoners? We still don't really know for sure. We're just going again on kind of educated guesswork.
Well, I had never heard of that. You said there was a gentleman named Hancock who did
He was an architect. Bob Simpson knows background on J.B. Hancock. I think he worked with Bob's father in their architectural firm.
Hmm.
And he fortunately made a set of drawings of that building back around 1963 or 64. And we have I think we have the originals, and we certainly have the copies. We had copies on the scan of those for working from.
Mm-hmm.
And sent copies of those up to Chris Hudson, and that's all we had to go by. We were lucky to have that.
Yeah.
And as far as any old photographs, that's why we really don't, you couldn't even tell the exhibit people, we had this here, because we really don't know what else was in the building, just the one steel door upstairs on that old cell. When they took the walls, when they were digging into the brick walls on that, where Luna's office is, I guess it was, Melissa was in there earlier, that's where the old hinges for the steel doors that were on the back doors of the building came to light.
Hmm.
So that answered another question that explained how they were able to secure those. But as far as any of the rest of it, it's all just say, they probably had this, and then we got tired of having to say it was probably this, or likely it was that, because basically you could always say, why are you doing anything until you know for sure, but we have to go ahead because it's there, it's restored,
Yeah. So
we got to be able to say something, so we're sort of waltzing around that, not being too specific about it.
Well, or use it as a teaching moment, you need to document.
Yes, absolutely.
Your building.
Yeah.
And dig,
and don't let people throw stuff away. We heard that it may have been repeated so much that it becomes sort of an apocryphal story, but, nowadays everything's digitized, everything architectural offices crank out, it's all just historical. The old days of big paper sheets and everything like that, architect had been in business for years. And I think in the case of Henry Phelps, he died. I don't know if he died in harness or not, you might say. And you hear the stories of, the widow didn't want to keep all that stuff, so she threw it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so in some cases, by chance, some things of his ended up at the UT Architectural Library, and some maybe in Houston, a few places. But no jail pictures, no jail drawings or anything. I sort of got the impression jails weren't anything that architects normally took great
pride.
They weren't great pride because they weren't like courthouses or big, you know, ornate buildings.
Yeah.
So it's lucky if anything survived like that. And it's something that may still turn up in years ahead, but
yeah. Well, one, you know, and I guess that's another big, you know, that building has been around for over 100 years. It's one of the oldest surviving buildings in Edinburgh, and because of the work you guys put in there. You know, maybe, hopefully it'll be around for another 100 years before they have to do renovations on it.
You know, I think that's one of the things that we've tried to do. Whatever we do, we try to do it well, so that you don't have to go back and redo or undo or, you know, so we've tried to do things in a way that will last, and so people can focus on other aspects of preserving our history and the stories for the,
yeah,
you know, the future.